When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian Dan Greeter. He's coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. When I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let him mooch off your.
No,
what's
mooching.
The last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies?
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this. That's my people.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. We have a guest in the studio. That man is comedian Dan Greeter, dressed in the Dayglo orange, Hunter orange.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It almost hurts your eyes to look at it.
It is very,
does it really?
Very
yeah,
bright. It really does.
I find it very comforting. I find it relaxing.
I have a Dayglo green, got a new pair of Dayglo green tennis shoes, and those would go.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd look great with that shirt.
Yeah.
This is only a large, though.
Oh, I see. Okay. I understand. Wow. You know, Dan, despite our differences, in the past, I know we've never gotten along. And here's the thing.
Chick has lost quite a bit of weight.
I know. He looks fantastic.
Thank you, Dan.
This is all from working out or Federal?
A little bit of everything. And now he's
some
even...
pills. Taking some pills, Dan. Let's make believe that.
I'm making quotes in the air. B12 shot?
Let make believe I owe you an explanation. Yeah, I'm on drugs.
Oh. It's mostly sorrow.
We have not true either.
No, he's working out, and now he's doing yoga.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow. Are you
don't
really?
Say yoga when I'm drinking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I yoga. Right.
They have a locker to put your purse in when you go to do that.
He went on a yoga retreat.
I went on a yoga retreat. That's right. I retreated.
Just go back to church.
No.
A yoga retreat.
Yeah,
that's a very flexible
nose.
Group all in
that's
one
where
place.
You get there and you slowly back away.
Retreat!
Now, we have...
Yeah. Everybody having a good time.
So we're having a great time.
Now, Dan, we've established the fact that you're from Bath, Ohio.
Yes.
And your dad is quite elderly
a vet?
Now.
My dad's 90.
He's retired, right? Because he was a veterinarian. Right?
He was a veterinarian, and which sounds neat.
How many kids were in your family?
11. Oh. And you think as a veterinarian, after a few, you'd kind of... Maybe you'd fix yourself.
Yeah, you'd think.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you'd, you know, my dad's 90, and my wife is like, you'll probably live longer than him, just based on genetics.
Sure.
I was like, God, I hope not, because I have not been saving money for that party.
Wow.
The day I retire, I'm just going to fill my shorts with chum and swim into the ocean.
There you go.
You know, my dad's mother, my nana, she lived, we're not even sure she's dead. She's
really?
Just kind of,
wow.
She stopped coming around. 98.
Whoa. 98.
Wow. She was on a strict regimen of Guinness and Chesterfield cigarettes.
See, there you go.
And she was from Ireland. We loved her.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
she was Miss Irish Cincinnati 1916.
Ooh.
I don't
no
know if that was
kidding.
A real pageant. It may have just been a drinking contest. Followed by some bare knuckle boxing.
Wow.
By the time I knew her, she had to be like 90 years old.
Right.
But my parents, they still had her babysit me, which was odd. Or... thinking back, maybe I was supposed to watch her. I'm not sure.
Could be.
Neither one of us were allowed to touch the stove. And she had the worst advice. She'd be like, Danny, there's no point in brushing your teeth before you go to bed. You're not going to see anybody you know.
Good point.
I'm like, touche, Nana.
Yeah.
And one time she goes, Danny, walk to the store and get your Nana a bottle of beer and a pack of Chesterfields. I go, Nana, I'm 10. She goes, this is true. She goes, oh, I'll write you a note.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they gave it to
back
me.
Then,
sure.
Yeah.
At 10, I guess
back
you're innocent.
Then, yeah.
I was 16. I was like, God, I should have kept those notes.
Yeah.
I'd be how so
true.
Popular right now.
Yeah, there was a time.
There was a time when they'd sell you beer when you were 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had a note from your parents.
You're in a small neighborhood. You knew the grocers. Yeah. You knew the liquor store owner. I mean, you knew everybody. And
they'd sell
you could walk
and they,
in.
They would sell
here
them,
it is.
Mm-hmm. They sold it in buckets.
Yeah.
Sold in buckets.
But beer.
Beer in a bucket?
Yep, you'd go down to
they just pour it in a bucket?
Go down to the local tavern. They'd give you a bucket of beer. You'd walk it home.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Where was that?
Everywhere. That's how it was working.
Yeah. She drank... Budweiser or Guinness?
Really?
And she'd if she was watching me, and if Columbo was on, that's what we were watching. She loved that show.
She loved Peter Falk.
She'd be like, oh, I wonder who did it. I go, there's no wondering. They show you who did it in the first 33 seconds of the show. She goes, oh, that might be a twist. I go, no, it's Columbo. There's no twist.
Same thing every week,
it's
Grandma.
The same thing every week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
No.
98.
Now, you are also, I understand, spending a great deal of time working, doing stand-up comedy on ships all over the world.
Talk about your 98-year-olds. Holy Pete.
I'll bet.
Where were you when you said New Year's Eve you were in?
I was in Singapore.
Wow. Really?
Indonesia. We're very lucky to live in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
agreed.
Yeah. And they had Komodo Island.
I went to the dragons?
Yes. And they had a tour. And I usually don't do excursions.
Right.
Okay?
Because
I don't want to get hurt and end up in some... third world hospital with my kidneys being harvested for money.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'll go.
I'll go to the Dragon
That was a
Island.
Horrible thing I just said, but that's my fear. And so I'll do the Komodo. And so you're on this little island, and it's not like the Komodos are in a cage. They're everywhere.
Oh.
Really?
Then there's a trail you have to stay on, and there's a little guy, and he gives a speech, and he literally just has a stick that he found that day. It's not a special stick. It's not pointy. It's just a stick about 5 feet long, about as tall as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And... apparently, on the way over there, we learned that a couple of these rangers, they call them, had died. Because a Komodo dragon, they bite you, and it's not a nice death. I mean, it's septic, and it's a bacteria-filled, and you die of blood poisoning. It's
bad.
Oh,
my goodness.
And you went to
then
this
they
island.
Eat
I did
you.
This.
Then they eat
then
you.
Then they come back, and they just they grab and twist and rip off pieces of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that's how it goes down on Komodo Island.
And now here's Dan to make us laugh.
Yes.
Dan?
And so he's given the thing, and he's like... He's like, by the way, those of you who are having your monthly visitor.
Oh, no.
Because Komodos, I guess they can smell
blood. Oh, my.
If you're having your monthly visitor, you might not want to.
What a great
palate cleanser.
Yeah. Here's what you can learn, Dan.
Yeah, play this on the guitar.
Short
time to get there.
Oh, my. Okay.
He's
well,
man
so, you're...
sorry, what did they...
No, no, back to the menstruation and the Komodo dragons.
So
let's go.
Yeah. What did they tell the ladies to do?
They like, if you're, you know, having your period, you might want to skip the tour. So
I
immediately went back to the ship.
You did?
That was my joke, which was interrupted by the Smokey and the Bandit.
Thank you.
What a great movie that
that's
was.
That's been ruining the show for 3 days.
What a great movie.
It was a good movie.
Do you mind watching your mouth? I got my young son in the car with me.
That was an attention getter.
Did you watch that, you know, that guy in Nevada, that Clive Bundy?
Yeah.
Has anybody put together that's... I watched it. I was watching it, and for 30 seconds, I thought I was watching... Blazing Saddles. He's the guy from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds just like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a waste of a dang good rail car.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God. Oh, we're talking with Dan Greeter. So you didn't see the Komodo dragons, huh?
No, I went back.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. They're everywhere, though.
Gosh.
I would hate to be the guy at the end of the line.
No joke.
Yeah, just snap off, right?
Yeah, he's got a stick way up front. What? Who's got the stick in the back?
Yeah.
That's a dang good point.
Are they fast? I mean, can they leap
they jump right at you?
Yeah. They'll come at you.
This is like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're in there. They're the ones that don't have the stick in the back, and all of a sudden they disappear, and then, of course, it turns out to be the caretaker of the island in a Komodo dragon suit.
Yes.
Speaking of the same plot every week.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of... I don't do a lot of excursions.
Komodo Island.
Comedian Dan Greeter is our guest. We have a couple things in the world of news. Christy, anything else over there you wanted to review?
Well, I was talking about how bright Dan's jacket is.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of hurts your eyes. Did you know
what?
That coffee may actually be good for your eyesight?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. A new study out of Cornell suggests it might help keep your eyes healthy, specifically an antioxidant in coffee called chlorogenic acid, or CLA, staves off retinal degeneration in mice. In humans, that, of course, is brought on by glaucoma, aging, and diabetes, so maybe coffee could help.
Man, what is there anything else we can talk about that's depressing?
Every day.
This is good news, though.
It's a good thing. Coffee is good.
But you know what?
I don't like coffee.
A couple years ago, coffee was bad. It could kill you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Same thing with cheeseburgers. One year they can kill you. The next year they're not bad for you.
No, I think they've always been bad.
It's amazing. No, they're not bad.
But this is good news about coffee.
It is good news about coffee.
I like it. I drink a lot of coffee.
You can walk into Starbucks and go, look, I can see from here that this cup of coffee is $7.
Yeah. But once again, women, if you're on your cycle, please don't go to Starbucks. That's what I got.
The barista's.
If you go in, have a large stick.
Wow. That somehow sounds really bad. Mm-hmm. Christy, anything else from there of interest?
A new invention will let makeup wearers print their favorite blush, eyeshadow, or lip gloss from home with a 3D printer. You know, I just don't get this 3D printing thing.
No.
I don't understand. My little brain cannot wrap my.
So do you print a mask and stick it on your
face?
Grace
Choi debuted her Mink 3D printer in New York earlier this week.
Mink?
The Mink. It's called the Mink.
Oh, it's
Mink,
called
M-I-N-K. It lets users select the colors they want for their makeup from the internet, then print them out using already existing software. Most makeup comes from the same basic ingredients, and the printer will now give creative consumers the chance to create colors that are not available at their local drugstore.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't it be cheaper to buy makeup than the ink for a 3D printer?
Makeup's super expensive.
Well, I know, but you can imagine what. Well, you know, get some ink cartridges just for a regular printer. You know, there's $100.
But I mean, if it's from a 3D printer, would it be like, Christy, your eyes, they're so smoky blue and they look Helvetica?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a Geneva Armagund?
You know, the 3D
And when
printer...
it runs low, do you get like lines in your face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It will sell for under $200 and will launch later in the year.
I don't get the 3D printer thing either.
Mm. I know. I don't
either.
It'll
take me a while to grasp this.
I just want that transporter machine to come. Do you know
what
I mean?
One of these days, go back in time, you mean?
No, just like Star Trek. Like, oh, I need to go
I'm going to go to the store.
Los Angeles. Yeah. Let's get going on that.
I'd love to have that.
So you wouldn't have to drive or fly. You just get there instantly. Yeah.
Yeah, but your luggage would be an extra $100.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that one of the airlines is going to start charging for carry-on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They already do that.
What's the point?
$50 to $100. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't afford to be in business, don't be in business. It's like when I go and I buy something.
He makes a good point.
Yeah. You know what really gets me or steams my clams? Mm-hmm. It's like you go to a dry cleaner and you're like, oh, my suit's like $8.50, and then I give him my debit card, whatever. Like, oh, we have a $10 minimum.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? On the credit card?
Right.
You've been to places like
sure.
this.
Sure, oh, yeah.
It's just like, well, I'm like, why is there a minimum? Well, the fee's so high. You know, if you have to have a minimum, just close your doors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Why are you in business?
How does that
you
work?
You cannot afford to be in business. I don't have a lot of friends in my town. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Between Little League and the dry cleaners.
And the hunting. Yeah.
And the hunting without a license. Right. That's
some other bad news.
They say
you.
Credit cards are going to go away.
What?
It's going to all be on your phone.
Oh, you mean
that's a horrible
idea.
The actual plastic card.
What if you lose your phone? What if you
you've lost everything and you might as well just.
So it's gone. Yeah. So you won't swipe anymore. They'll just scan your phone. I don't mind that.
I don't care.
That'd be fine.
I mind it a lot.
Oh, God.
No. You know, you could lose your wallet as easily as
you
can.
Are you a frugal man? Are we
He seems
no,
thrifty.
No, remember when he and the boys are home, all the lights are on.
Because I'm assuming.
He seems thrifty.
I'm assuming that the day glow. A hoodie
was
probably a pretty good deal.
You know what, Tom? I'll have you know.
This is
wick material.
Uh-huh. Mr. Smarty Pants.
I'm just saying I see that on sale.
I don't.
No,
that's
I'm
expensive.
Telling you, these colors are
this is
that's a,
really
that's a
just because
hunting,
you won't wear
sweatshirt.
It.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
See, it's not in Tom's world.
I am pretty. I'm not as cheap as my wife.
Oh, really?
I'm not, like our anniversary, I got her a silver bracelet. You know what she got me? A sweater vest.
Really?
I was like, are you leaving me tomorrow? Did you read my diary? That is the saddest piece of clothing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's the Mel Chastity belt, if you ask me. That is the white man's burqa.
Sweater vest I've given up. Yeah, there
you put that thing on your body, you're sent to the world. I don't want to have sex anymore. I'm too busy trying to control my core body temperature. I'm too hot for sleeves, and I'm still too cold not to be wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
I will not. Minivan, sweater vest. The two things I will never do in my life.
Okay. Our guest is the great comedian Dan Greeter. Hey, Dan, I know you stay in hotels all the time.
All the time.
And my brother was telling me this. He's in the hotel business, and he said that the mini bar is going away.
Major hotels have decided.
He's a hotelier.
Oh, I like that word.
A hotelier?
A hotelier.
Hotelier, like restaurateur.
That's
hotelier.
Right. Or a mob boss. It's the same thing.
Yeah. The other.
They've decided to phase them out due to a decrease in popularity, and it's led them to not being very cost effective.
Well, it's because of the confusion in the minibar now. If you go in there and if you lift up a bottle, they charge you. You're just looking to see what it is.
And I see the bottled water out on the table all the time. And
They think it's free.
Tom tells me that I'm being charged for that.
You're being charged for that.
I had no idea.
Don't drink that.
I did. It's too late.
Marriott, Hilton, and Hyatt hotels have all begun to remove the mini bar from their hotels. Some of them are choosing to leave the fridge for their guests' perishable items that will no longer be filled with overpriced snacks, drinks, and liquor.
Too bad.
The trend is starting as people in hotels are choosing to pick up cheaper snacks and drinks at nearby convenience stores and are being more social by drinking in the hotel bar.
Oh, I see. Mm. They want to drag you down where it's even more expensive.
Yes.
Okay.
A recent TripAdvisor survey said only 21% of travelers cared about the presence of a minibar in their hotel room.
Mm-hmm. I've never used a minibar ever. I've never pulled something out.
Well, they had to be so expensive because the cost of inventory.
Oh yeah.
Every day it would take 12 minutes for someone to inventory. It's incredibly expensive. That's why, and plus the clients perceive, wow, this is outrageous. $12 for one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just bad all around.
Yeah.
But now when we were first doing our trips with the station,
mm-hmm.
remember this story?
Oh, yes, very much so.
We took a bunch of people down to, where was that, Siesta Key or something?
Key, yes.
And,
Florida.
And we had a bunch of winners with us. By winners, I mean they won a contest, not necessarily winners in the
life.
Big picture in life.
What? Some of them had not been on an airplane before, and, stayed in a hotel.
Some of them had never left the county. So we're going to check out, and...
Is that the couple that had the baby with the broken arm?
No, the person, the person you're speaking of was a member of our staff.
Oh, they had a mini bar tab of over $1,000.
Oh, my Lord.
They walked in, opened up the refrigerator full of all these great boozes, and invited all of the other folks to come in and have a party.
Every night.
They cleaned it out every night.
Every night.
Yeah.
They thought it was complimentary.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Yeah. Mm.
They're still paying for that.
Nah, probably.
Oddly enough, though, it wasn't as high as the bar tab of our boss at the time, which is a different story.
A lot different.
And I feel like I should add the baby's fine now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to you, Chris.
Thank you very much. What else?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.